In the previous chapter which we have completed till now, in that we studied about the income earned by an individual under various head. So under various head, a person is earning the income, right? So some amount, how much you calculated each and every head taxable income. You added that taxable income by adding all the sources of taxable income of an individual earned in the previous year. You come to the gross total income. If an individual is paying tax on that gross total income, then he will, at the end of the year, you will not be having any single penny for himself, neither in form of saving nor in form of day-to-day expenses. So that will be a trouble for him, because you have earned the income, and in while calculating the income, you have taken all the income earned, but you have not deducted the expense from that. So you are calculating income from salary. So you have calculated all income, but out of from the salary income, you have spent for your personal use, you have spent for your loan, you have spent for some other purposes. So that expense is not deducted from that income. So the income which you are showing under each and every head, it is the gross total income. So on that, if you are paying tax, so you will say, sir, what is going on, sir? Though I have earned that much income, but there are some expense also. So why are you not considering that? So keeping that in mind, the tax structure is having some kind of deduction from the total income that the individual has spent in various area. So in that particular area where they have spent, if which is specified under the income tax provision, so that spending is allowed as deduction from your gross total income, and which will reduce your income, and that will become the taxable income, and on that amount the individual SSE have to make the payment. So that is a point. It is a good point, right? It is a very good thing the government is thinking for that. Yes, from the total income, if you are charging the tax, then it will be very difficult, because I have earned, suppose I have earned 20 lakh rupees in a year, but 20 lakh rupees, I have not spent it for me, right? For out of that, there are various expenses which are compulsory, which are by law, which are on the occasion of any emergency, which are expense on the basis of regular needs, right? So I am not getting the whole income with me, right? I am not having that whole income with me. So if I pay tax on that whole income, I have to pay huge tax. So to make the people relax, to give some kind of relaxation, income tax have some policy or have some points where you will get some kind of relaxation, which that our relaxation will get deducted from your total income, and you have to pay tax on the net. So that is termed, comes under chapter 6A, Roman letter 6A, which is called as deductions and rebates. Okay, so till the 10th chapter, you have studied about the total income, set off, carried forward, and taxable income, right? After that, getting that taxable income, now from that income, there are certain things which you have spent in the whole previous year. And that spending, not all the spending, but a particular spending on a particular area, that spending is benefiting you, because that spending will get reduced from your total income, and that will reduce your income. And if that reduces your income, then there is a relaxation for you to pay tax at a lesser amount. So what is that? That is deduction. So let us start with some of the commonly used deduction, commonly known deduction for all the individual in your day-to-day life. Okay, so you'll get an idea. So we have, after completing the chapter, you will be, in this chapter, you will be able to understand the deduction from income allowed under section 80, 6A under section 80. Rebates is allowed under section 88. Okay, fine. What are deduction? Deductions are provided under chapter 6A of Income Tax 1961. SSE is allowed for deduction of amount, either full amount or part amount from the total income. I told you, either whatever you have spent in a particular area, not every spending will get deducted, is allowed as deduction. But on a particular area, means area of expense, Area means not, I'm not talking about city-wise area. There are certain spending of an individual in certain areas, in certain deposits, certain installments, certain interest. Okay, na? So that income, that particular spendings will be allowed for the individual to deduct either whole amount of the spending or part amount of the spending. Then that will help us to reduce the income. Expense or contribution made by the assessor in the previous year if he fulfilled the certain conditions. So that is after fulfilling certain conditions, if you have spent on a certain area, in a certain area, that expense is either fully allowed to deduct or partly allowed to deduct from your total income. And after that, the tax is calculated. Okay, so let us start one by one. There are section 80C, from 80C to 80U. You have all these sections, so which are commonly used, which every person knows this section, so that we are going to follow. Okay, so which section allows deduction? Section 80A prescribe the deduction. Which section allows you to deduction? 80A prescribe the deduction specified section 80C to 80U. Deductions are allowed from gross total income. Okay, it is available in a broad range for all the taxpayers. Okay, now the very first is 80C. Now what is 80C? See, in a previous year, in a whole year, you might have taken insurance policy, various insurance policy, life insurance. I'm talking about life insurance. I'm not talking about Mediclaim. Mediclaim is not an insurance policy. It is a coverage policy, right? Insurance, life, I'm talking about life insurance policy. You might have taken various life insurance policy. You have might have spent, paid premium for various deferred annuity plan. ELS, equity link, service equity link service scheme, ELSS, ULS, unit link service scheme. You have deposited your money in national savings certificate. You have purchased Indra Vikas Patra. You have deposited your money in bank, in scheduled bank for fixed deposit of 5 years. You might have paid for your children's tuition fees. You might have paid your housing loan, principal amount. You might have paid down payment for your housing, for the purchase of your house in this particular year. You might have contributed to various public provident fund, annuity, deferred annuity fund, recognized provident fund. Various funds you have might contributed every year, every month to various funds for saving, for the future aspect. Okay, so you might have spent for life insurance premium, every kind of life insurance premium, whether the Jeevan Raksha, Dhan Rashi, Jeevan Sangya, Jeevan, every kind of life insurance policy, right? Whether from Kotak, whether from HDFC, whether from insurance company, every life insurance policy where you are paying every year premium for your life coverage. Okay, then tuition fees for two children. You have purchased infrastructure bonds and debentures, infrastructure bonds and debentures. Okay, you have deposited fixed deposit in the bank for 5 years in the scheduled bank. Okay, you have purchased ULSS unit link. You have invested in ULSS unit link service scheme. You have purchased spend on ELSS equity link service scheme. You might have paid principal amount of your housing loan. Principal amount, I repeat, principal amount. You have might have paid to post office fixed deposit. You might have deposited in post office fixed deposit, time deposit. You have purchased national savings certificate. You might have purchased Indra Vikas Patra. You might have invested in various life insurance policy. All this payment which you have made throughout the year, in the month of from April to next year, 31st March, all that amount total together is your spending in this particular investment, in this particular area. So that amount, the amount or 1,50,000, whichever is less, is allowed to be deducted under section 80C in your gross total income. So which are the list? Any life insurance premium, housing loan principal amount, housing loan in the year, housing loan principal amount, contribution to any provident fund, the deferred annuity fund, superannuation fund, annuity fund, public provident fund, and recognized provident fund, every fund wherever you have this thing, and you have made deposit in post office, you have made deposit in scheduled bank for 5 years, you have purchased infrastructure bonds and shares, bonds and debentures of infrastructure company, then you have paid your tuition fees for your children, up to 2 children, not more than that. Okay, so all that area where you have spent money, it is a type of investment, right? So investment, that all total throughout the year, whatever amount you paid, that amount, suppose that amount is amounted to 2 lakh rupees. So 2 lakh or maximum deduction amount is 1 lakh 50. 2 lakhs or 1 lakh 50, whichever is less, is allowed as deduction. Is that clear? Very good. Shall we move further? Yes, what you said? Yeah, I'm talking to you, my dear. With a sweet smile. Yes. Thank you. We can move further. Okay. Now, the qualifying amount of deduction payment of the taxable. I told you that LIC to other approved insurer, approved pension plan, is 1 lakh 50 or amount paid, whichever is less. That I have already explained. Okay. Next, ATCCF. Now, what is ATCCF? This is for Hindu undivided family and individual, where they have deposited a subscription in a long-term infrastructure bond. Means if any individual or HUF have deposited certain amount in long-term infrastructure bonds, long-term, he get notified, that too notified, they will use the word notified, long-term infrastructure bonds, then that amount is separately allowed as deduction. What is the deduction amount? The amount paid by you or rupees 20,000, whichever is less. The amount paid by you or rupees 20,000, whichever is less. Is that clear? Sir, वहाँ पर भी infrastructure bond था, वो normal infrastructure bond है, ये notified long-term infrastructure bonds है. Long-term, जो bullet train, तुम्हारा railway के लिए, रेलवे का जो बॉन्ड्स है वो लॉन्ग टर्म है, लेकिन जो शॉर्ट टर्म्स है, जैसे तुमने एयरपोर्ट के लिए बना दिया, मेट्रो रेल का बॉन्ड्स खरीदा, ब्रिजेस का बॉन्ड्स खरीदा, वो शॉर्ट टर्म्स होते हैं. जब तक ब्रिजेस बनते तब तक वो बॉन्ड्स है, उसके बाद तो वो मैच्योर हो जाते. ठीक है, दिस इज लॉन्ग टर्म इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बॉन्ड. ठीक है, सो सच बॉन्ड में अगर इंडिविजुअल या HUF, हिंदू अनडिवाइडेड फैमिली वालों ने इन्वेस्ट किया है, सब्सक्रिप्शन लिया है उसका, पे डिपॉजिट एज सब्सक्रिप्शन टू नोटिफाइड लॉन्ग टर्म इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बॉन्ड, देन दैट अमाउंट विच इज पेड बाय यू और ₹20,000, विच एवर इज लोअर, विल बी अलाउड एज डिडक्शन फ्रॉम योर ग्रॉस टोटल इनकम आफ्टर ATCCF. ठीक है, उसके बाद आता है ATD. नाउ दिस इज कॉमन फॉर एवरीवन. This is common for everyone. Now, what is that? See, you have taken Mediclaim insurance policy. Mediclaim, you have paid for your for self, spouse and children. That is one group. And your dependent parents or parents. Not only dependent, not necessarily dependent. Parents. Okay. Parents. So, that is another group. So, there are two groups. So if you are paying for both the group, you will be getting individual group ka benefit. If you are paying only for one group, you will get one group ka benefit. So what is the benefit amount? The amount paid by you as a premium for Mediclaim policy or ₹25,000, whichever is less. Whichever is less. Understood what I said? Amount paid by you or ₹25,000. Whichever is less for one group, whether this group or this group. Acha, in any of the group, if there is a senior citizen means above 60 years, right? If in any of the group, if group does not contain senior citizen, suppose I paid for self, spouse and children. So in this group, there is no senior citizen. So in that case, amount paid by me or 25,000, whichever is less. But at the same time, for me as well as for my parents have taken, then in that case, 25 for this group and 25 for this group. Dono milake, amount paid by me or 50,000, whichever is less. If I am paying for both the group, so 25 iska deduction, 25 iska deduction. Milake 50,000 deduction hoga. Theek hai? Lekin agar koi ek group mein senior citizen hai. क्या है सीनियर सिटीजन, तो इन दैट केस अमाउंट पेड बाय यू एंड 5,000 एक्स्ट्रा 30,000 अमाउंट पेड बाय यू और 30,000 विच एवर इज लेस. मतलब आपके सपोज वन ग्रुप यू हैव यू सेल्फ स्पाउस चिल्ड्रन, तो उसमें नो सीनियर सिटीजन, तो अमाउंट पेड और 25, एंड इन द अदर ग्रुप देर इज अ सीनियर सिटीजन, सो अमाउंट पेड और 30, सो इन दोनों को मिला के कितना 55,000 अमाउंट पेड और 55,000, विच एवर इज लेस विल बी अलाउड एज डिडक्शन, विच एवर इज लेस विल बी अलाउड एज डिडक्शन. इफ यू आर पेइंग फॉर बोथ द ग्रुप, in one group there is no senior citizen, you, self, spouse and children, that is one group. So in that 25,000 limit, and another group same time you are paying to the parents also, for the parents also, so amount paid or, and in that group there is a senior citizen. If there is no senior citizen, 25 iska dono milake 50,000 will be the maximum deduction amount or the amount paid, whichever is less. But agar isme senior citizen hai, isme senior citizen hai, so in that case yahan par 25 nahi, 30, 5,000 extra, 30,000 or amount paid, whichever is less. So in that situation, if you are paying two group and in one group there is senior citizen, then the amount of deduction will be not 50,000, it will be 55. Acha, agar dono group mein senior hai, idhar bhi senior citizen hai, idhar bhi senior citizen hai, aisa ho sakta hai. इधर भी सीनियर सिटीजन है, इधर भी सीनियर सिटीजन है, इन दैट केस 30, 60,000, सो अमाउंट पेड एज मेडिक्लेम पॉलिसी प्रीमियम और 60,000, विच एवर इज लेस. आई होप यू अंडरस्टूड दिस पार्ट वेरी इफेक्टिवली. यस, व्हाट यू सेड, इफ यू आर पेइंग वन ग्रुप अमाउंट पेड और 25,000, विच एवर इज लेस, बट इन दैट ग्रुप इज एनी सीनियर सिटीजन, अमाउंट पेड और 30,000, विच एवर इज लेस. So for group 1, if there is two group, same policy, 25, no senior citizen. But if you are paying for both the group, so 25 there, 50. But if you are paying both the group, but one is senior, another is not senior, so in that case 20 and 30, 25 and 30, 55. And both the group having senior people, then in that situation 30, 60,000, amount paid or 60,000, whichever is less. That is the amount of deduction you are getting for paying your Mediclaim premium. Okay? Next, we'll move on to the next part. ATDD. Now, what is this ATDD? Now, ATDD is a medical expense which an individual incurs on a family member who is dependent on him and is physically handicapped with disability. The medical treatment expense paid for a dependent disability on his treatment, on his rehabilitation, on his training, treatment, nursing, whatever. If you are paying a medical, suppose you have in your family member, there is one person who is suffering from physical disability, maybe polio, maybe no eyes, and deaf. So there are two possibilities. That disability may be severe or ordinary. If there is ordinary disability, then the amount of deduction will be, the amount of deduction will be amount, we will not see how much amount you have paid. See, in the previous deduction, you compared the amount paid or 1,50,000, amount paid or 25, amount paid or 30,000, whichever is less. But in this ATDD, there is no amount paid you have to see. If you don't see amount paid or not. If you are paying a medical treatment for your any dependent, disabled family member, then straight away you will get 75,000 deduction from your income. If it is an ordinary disability, he does not have one leg because of polio, he does don't have one leg, or one hand is not there, one leg is not there, one eyes is not there, whatever physical disability, ordinary, that is ordinary. But if he is having a severe disability, how they will mention? They will mention that the disability percentage is above 80%. In that case, it is totally blind, totally deaf and dumb, do haath nahi hai, do pair nahi, that is severe disability. If it is a severe disability, straight away 1,25,000 deduction from your income. Whether you have spent the money or not, they will not see, they straight away give you a deduction of 1,25,000. So what is ATD is for Mediclaim policy premium, and ATDD is for medical treatment of your dependent disabled person. Understood? Yes. Now we can move further. Okay. Now ATDDB. ATDD is a medical treatment for dependent person. ATDDB is a medical treatment for self, for the individual itself. Amount actually paid for medical treatment of such, this is an element as may be specified. In that case, Suppose you are a resident for yourself, you have paid medical treatment, and that medical and in at that situation medical premium is not covered. So in the whole year, if you have spent on self medical treatment, 40,000 you can claim. 40,000. So amount, quantified amount is 40,000. Amount paid or 40,000, whichever is. Directly 40,000 deduction you can claim maximum. But if you are a senior citizen, then in that case 1 lakh deduction you can claim. 80DD is for medical treatment for the dependent parents, family member, and 80DD-B is for self medical treatment. So direct 40,000 if normal. If you are a senior citizen, then it is 1 lakh rupees. I hope this is clear to you. Yes, I hope this is clear to you. Fine. Okay, we'll move further. ATE. See, E stands for education loan. Simple. E stands for education loan. If an individual has taken education loan for self, spouse or children for pursuing higher education, in that case, whatever amount of interest you are paying, that interest, there is no limit. If you are paying interest 50,000 in a year, you will get deduction 50,000. If you are paying 1 lakh interest in a year, you will get 1 lakh interest. The interest amount, not the installment. I repeat, the interest paid by you will be allowed as deduction, but for maximum 7 years. Not after 7 years, you will get this deduction. I repeat, education loan you have taken for self, spouse or children for pursuing higher education, for that you have to pay interest. So the interest paid by you for that education loan will be that amount is allowed as deduction. There is no limit. Amount you paid, that amount is allowed as deduction, but up to 7 years, not beyond 7 years. Understood? Clear? Next one. ATG. Now this is important deduction. ATG. ATG means any, if the SSC is giving donation to various trust, various charitable institute, hai na? So various charitable institute, if you are paying any this thing, donation. So that donation paid by you will be either fully allowed as deduction or 50% allowed as deduction. So that list you have to be very careful. So which is 100%? All Prime Minister Relief Fund, Gujarat Relief Fund, all Gandhi family, Indira Gandhi Memorial Trust, Rajiv Gandhi, and all Gandhi family relief fund the donation will be allowed 50%. Rest all 100% deduction. Okay, so you can see the list in the e-book. That list, but ATG is a deduction which you get for donation paid by you. Okay, fine. 50% or 100%. ATG is a deduction which you can claim for the donation paid to the charitable, for the charitable purpose to any trust. Okay, na? If it is an approved trust, then in that case 50% deduction you will get. In that case, 50% deduction only. If the trust is for family planning, then it is 100%. Otherwise, any approved trust, if you are paying, so it is 50% deduction, right? And any donation which is given for Prime Minister Relief Fund, Gujarat Earthquake Relief Fund, and a preferred category, so that category, that is 100%. Okay, now ATGGA. Now, what is this? See, if you are paying donation to scientific research, like during this pandemic, if you have given scientific research ke le, in for the rural development, suppose you are giving donation for scientific research on the farming area so that the soil becomes fertile to improve the soil quality, urban poverty eradication fund. So if you are making a donation for scientific research for the development of the rural development, conservation, natural resources, National Urban Poverty Eradication Fund. So all these eligible project case mein agar aapne donation diya hai, to seedha 100% aapko uska deduction milega. 100%. Aapne 1 lakh diya, 1 lakh milega. 1 crore diya, 1 crore milega. ठीक है ना, डोनेशन फॉर साइंटिफिक रिसर्च और रिसर्च इन सोशल साइंस और रूरल डेवलपमेंट, ऐसे कैटेगरी को आप लोग को 100% डिडक्शन मिलेगा ATGGA. देन इज ATU. नाउ ATDD याद है आपको? ATDD इज मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट फॉर अ फिजिकली हैंडीकैप और डिसेबल डिपेंडेंट पर्सन, है ना. ATU सेम डिडक्शन है. ATU इज फॉर सेल्फ. इफ इंडिविजुअल जो SSC है, इफ ही हिमसेल्फ इज फिजिकली हैंडीकैप, तो उसके इनकम में डायरेक्टली 75,000 का डिडक्शन. इफ दैट ऑर्डिनरी डिसेबिलिटी मीन्स लेस देन 80% डिसेबिलिटी, ठीक है. सीवियर डिसेबिलिटी इज मोर देन 80%, या टोटली ब्लाइंड, टोटली डेफ, डेफ एंड डम, दो हाथ नहीं है, दो पैर नहीं, दैट इज सीवियर डिसेबिलिटी. दोनों पैर पोलियो है उसके, तो दैट इज सीवियर डिसेबिलिटी. सो इन दैट केस 1,25,000 डिडक्शन. इन दैट केस 1,25,000 डिडक्शन. सो देखो हमने क्या क्या किया. ATC फॉर वेरियस इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसी, ATCC जी वो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बॉन्ड बाय इंडिविजुअल SUF, तो उसमें अमाउंट पेड और 20,000 विच आर इज लेस. फिर ATD मेडिक्लेम इंश्योरेंस प्रीमियम 25,000 और अमाउंट पेड. इफ देर इज वन ग्रुप, टू ग्रुप 50,000 और अमाउंट पेड. इफ इन द ग्रुप देर इज अ सीनियर सिटीजन, तो 5,000 एक्स्ट्रा फॉर वन ग्रुप. बोथ द ग्रुप हैविंग सीनियर सिटीजन, तो 10,000 एक्स्ट्रा. अंडरस्टूड. फिर उसके बाद ATDD मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट ऑन अ फिजिकली हैंडीकैप डिपेंडेंट फैमिली मेंबर. फिर ATDD G इज खुद का सेल्फ मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट 40,000, सीनियर सिटीजन 1,00,000, ठीक है. देन ATG डोनेशन, ATE एजुकेशन लोन, ATGG DD अपना, ATGG जो इसके पहले का जो था, ATGGA दैट इज डोनेशन फॉर साइंटिफिक रिसर्च, ठीक है. देन U इज फॉर सेल्फ. इफ देन इंडिविजुअल हिमसेल्फ इज फिजिकली हैंडीकैप, डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम हिज इनकम 75,000 डिडक्टेड एज डिडक्शन फॉर इफ हिज ऑर्डिनरी डिसेबिलिटी, ठीक है. सो लेस देन 80%, बट मोर देन 80% दे विल मेंशन इन द केस दैट मोर देन 80, दैट सर्टिफिकेट विल बी इश्यूड बाय द मेडिकल टीम फ्रॉम अ लोकल गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल. सो 1,25,000, ओके. सो बाय दिस वी कम टू द कंक्लूजन ऑफ दिस चैप्टर. डिडक्शन आर प्रोवाइडेड अंडर चैप्टर 6A. So all the deduction which are, you know, familiar to us for an individual in a day-to-day life, that I have explained you. And by this, we have come to the conclusion as well as the ending part of the subject, direct tax, in your specialization, finance specializations course in the second year. I hope you enjoyed all the session with me. And if you like, please comment on the portal that you like this video, and thank you for listening me patiently and reacting to my questions immediately on a very urgent basis. Thank you so much for your reply. God bless you. Take care.